Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're down to semi-final Saturday in the BDO World Darts Championship, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the two matches is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, Mark. Yes.
Good man. It's getting, the quality's increasing, isn't it? The cream is rising to the top, to use that terrible cliche, as we get towards the back end of the tournament, John. We've seen some remarkable finishing and some good performances in the quarters, and looking forward to the semis.
Yeah, as my old mate Sid Whittell used to say, creme de la milk. And yes, it is. It was inevitably going to. All to play for now. And you know, in the past, I'm going back quite a few years now, before the split, the semi-final day at the Lakeside was, for many people, the biggest day in world darts. You'd got the four players who'd worked their way through to this stage within one step of the biggest darts match of their lives. And the two games on the one Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening made for what was one of the best days in sport in the new year. And whilst that's still, to a certain extent, the case, of course, one can't deny that the BDO and all that it does is overshadowed by its now bigger organisation, the PDC. But even so, this is a wonderful day. And for the four players and their supporters, one that they'll never forget for whatever reason. It really is semi-final day, a very special occasion.
Yeah, it's a good day to look forward to. We've got the two semi-finals, one of them in the afternoon and one of them in the evening. So we'll start with Jeff Smith against Scott Mitchell. The betting looks like this: Jeff Smith 11-8, Scott Mitchell 4-7. And just looking back to the quarterfinals, Jeff Smith continues to surprise people, I suppose, and roll on through. He beat Robbie Green 5-1. His finishing was immaculate. He takes on Scott Mitchell, who averaged 96 in beating Brian Dawson. A good performance from him as well. He won 5-2. So this could be a cracker of a semi-final, John.
Well, it is going to be, make no mistake. The one thing you won't get, you're not going to get a 6-1 or a 6-2. They're going to be much closer. First of all, I've got to say of Jeff Smith, amazing win over Robbie Green, 5-1. Who would have expected that? Maybe he and his supporters felt that it was possible. But the Canadian goes marching on. And he's going to give Scott Mitchell something to think about today. But I've consistently said through the tournament, since the outset, Scott Mitchell, having had a fantastic 2014, is my choice to win it in this particular event. And I certainly, after yesterday's performance, have no reason to change my mind. He's consistently averaging in the mid to late 90s. And that's often good enough to win you tournaments such as the BDO World Championship. And I would even say the PDC World Championship on occasions. So this is a match that I'll savour, and I'm sure everybody will, because I'm the last to write Jeff Smith off. I've absolutely been so admiring of his qualities during this week. He's a different player to the one we've seen in previous events, and I think that's down to hard work, dedication, and in the end, application when it matters. That's on the stage at the Lakeside. I'm not writing him off, but I do think the odds reflect the chances of both players. 11-8 means that the Canadian has a genuine chance of getting through to the final. But 4-7 suggests that Scott Mitchell will actually make it. And I think he'll win by 6-3.
Okay, yeah, Mitchell to win by 6-3. That's 11-2 on the William Hill website. Either way, John, I mean, the finishing of these two players in the last round particularly was remarkable. I mean, if anybody gets anywhere near a 100 checkout, we'll be thinking they're going to take it out, won't we? It's one
That's right. I think Mitchell had six 100-plus checkouts. And Smith was not far short of that, and he had some excellent... The quality of finishing isn't always the big checkouts. It's how quickly you finish first start, second start, block the other fella out altogether, and that's what he did. Even Robbie Green, I've noticed, has said good luck to him. He was far the better player, and I had no answer to him, so fair enough. And whatever happens, Jeff Smith will be able to fly back over the Atlantic with a few thousand pounds. He'll change that into Canadian dollars, no doubt. and have great, great memories, and he'll be one of the top players in the BDO rankings. Of course, he might be flying home as the champion on Monday. Who knows? I would never write him off.
Yeah, he's had a remarkable Lakeside debut. Let's move on to the other semi-final. Glenn Durrant against Martin Adams. Durrant is even money. Martin Adams 4-5. Just looking back at the quarterfinals, and Durrant beat Fitton 5-2. A good performance from him again. He averaged about 95.55. And Martin Adams was so comfortable against Ross Montgomery, beat him 5-1 and averaged 93.84. So again, John, it's a good lineup for the semis.
It's a brilliant lineup, and Martin Adams has proved over the last 12 months that he is far from finished. He's 58 now. He's had three world titles. He's not been in a semi-final for 4 years. It's 4 years since he won his third world title. And his form did dip, in fairness, after that. And he faded. He lost his place in the England team. But I've had the pleasure of working with Martin Adams on more than one occasion during the past few months. So I've seen him close up in exhibition circumstances, admittedly, but playing really, really well. And I've also commentated on some of his performances on Eurosport, and all the signs are to me, have been to me, that Martin Adams is approaching his best, and this last week has proved it. I really do think that Wolfie is quite capable of going on and winning a fourth world title. I think it's the best chance that he's going to have for a long time to come, because the competition is getting stronger, it seems to me. And he's playing a guy who's one of the pluckiest, grittiest, most determined players around, and a darn good player at that, in Glenn Durrant. It's going to be a test for both players, but it's going to be a cracking match. And I will take Wolfie to do it by 6-4, but it's going to be very, very tight indeed. Could be the odd missed dart, even a bounce out, if there is one, could make the difference in a game like this.
Yeah, Martin Adams to win 6-4 is 13-2, and as you mentioned there in your description of Durrant, he's a gritty character, isn't he? Darrell Fitton was almost, he had a bit of a fight back against him. It was 4-2 to Durrant at the time, and if things had gone Fitton's way, it would have gone 4-3, but Durrant just stuck to his game and ended up taking out the match and winning 5-2, so it just shows his character there as well, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly, and that's an excellent example, Mark, because you're right, that was a very, very important seventh set. It turned out to be the final set, of course, but... yeah, I've got a lot of time for Glenn Durrant. He's it could be Durrant, the current world champion, couldn't he? But we'll see.
Good. Right, just a quick look at the outright market before we go, John. Martin Adams now the favourite at 2-1. Durrant and Scott Mitchell both 5-2, and Jeff Smith 4-1. We know you put up Mitchell at much bigger odds than that earlier on in the competition, so I doubt you're going to change your mind now. But what do you make of the betting now?
Well, what I make of the betting is... I will go and have a bet on Jeff Smith at 4-1, because what I'm doing, I'm hedging my bet on Mitchell. I still obviously stick with Mitchell. My money's on. The fact that Mitchell plays Jeff Smith suggests to me that 4-1 is worth taking, because if Smith does win, I've got an interest in the final. And if Smith beats Mitchell, I think he'll go on to win it. I really do.
Okay, that'd be some story, wouldn't it? It'd be like John Part all those years ago, as you mentioned in one of the earlier podcasts we did, John. It'd be remarkable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. 21 years later, and the lad, who knows, could have a future every bit as big as that which John Part has enjoyed. Yeah, it's been fantastic for him.
Good stuff. Well, thank you very much, John. Good luck. Enjoy the semi-finals today. We'll look forward to having you in the studio for the final tomorrow as well, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning and get an early preview as well.
All right, Mark, and enjoy your darts, everybody.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.